Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open the floor for public comment. John?
What's going to happen with all the millings?
What's going to happen with them?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. They're either going to cart them away or they're going to reuse them.
The village has no interest with them?
No.
Really?
What should we be interested in?
Huh?
What should we do with them?
Clear the whole back, that makes beautiful blacktop. I mean, makes, what, you can't believe it, but it makes better what you got in any of the road in the village. I can't see them giving them away.
Well, I'll...
I mean, you could use it for the back spot here. I mean, it's clear out and lay it in there, make it nice. It'd be a beautiful parking for storage, anything. You don't know what's going to happen down the road.
I know. I have to see if we can handle them or whatever, though. I'm not sure, because we didn't buy the box that was suggested.
You can fill bristles up there, level that off nice so trucks go in there, they ain't got to worry about getting stuck in the mud. Make that nice and flat all across in there. I mean, what an opportunity you have.
All right, well, we'll take a look at it. I'll talk to Jay about it, see what he wants to do with it.
Probably about $30,000 worth of material.
Well, and I got to ask the contractor, too, because we didn't specify that we were keeping them, so if he...
Didn't specify you give them away, either.
That's true, but if, you know, if he figured that he could sell them or something as part of his bid.
Oh, we can't sell it, he could?
Well, he's the one taking it up.
But it's cheaper for him to leave it here than it is to truck it.
We can talk about that. I'm not going to do anything that's going to affect the price of the bid, though.
No, I agree with that, right.
So, but I'll look into it. And they're not going to start back here again until April anyway, and they're going to do some water work first. So they won't be doing any paving till towards the end of the month, I guess. So we got time yet. Anybody else?
Oh, one more thing.
One more thing.
They're putting up those fire hydrants.
Yes, they ordered the flags and have been putting them on.
Now, they color-coded for a reason?
The fire hydrants are color-coded, and they should match the colors.
I noticed that the poles were color-coded.
They're supposed to match the colors on the hydrant.
Okay.
So that the fire department knows what the GPM flow, what the flow rate is on that hydrant. Anything else? Okay, entertain a motion to approve the January minutes.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions, additions, alterations? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to accept the treasurer's report for January.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the treasurer's report? Yeah, that's because there's money has to be moved over from the fund balance to pay for that project. That's what that is. But we're holding, and the other one over on East, this one here is going to be, let's see, did that go negative yet? I expect it to, because we're going to be getting CHIPS money back for that one. For the street one. There's like $96,000 in CHIPS money going to be coming back for that one. And I got a meeting with, have a meeting with Wendy on Saturday, so.
Okay, good.
Get ready for budget stuff and whatever.
Yep.
Any other questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Report of departments. Highway?
For the month of January, Jay and Peter continued to salt and plow roads. They've been shoveling snow, repairing potholes. Did some work on the backhoe. Let's see. They've ordered new outside lights for the various locations around the village. During the timeframe, they picked up some of the Christmas trees. And repaired some of the mailboxes that were hit during plowing on certain roads or streets within the village. That's it.
Okay. And then the water department, the upgraded pump house control systems are all complete. I went to the training for that on how to do it, so that's gonna work out good. We haven't had anybody coming in on the weekends to check things out for the last two months, I think, so that's gonna save us some money in the long run. All the routine samples are in, everything come back good. Let's see, we got a sampling schedule for 2020. We have to do copper and lead next year, so that's gonna be an expensive one. Let's see. Some water issues up to Pine Tree. I guess they lost a pump up there, and so they had to replace a pump. Jay and Pete work with them on that. Let's see. Did some FPOs for some digging. Shut off water at the bank, at the old key bank. Put the new hydrant flags up, installed lights and outlet in the electric building, and cleaned out the electric building. So with all the new electronic stuff in there, we have to have a more clean environment. So we put a filtering system in and vacuumed the whole place out to keep it clean. So, all right, police.
Chief Colado filed a written report for you. For January. During the month, we had no arrests, 21 incidents were logged, 47 traffic tickets were issued, 6 of those tickets were for speeding. We had 9 tickets for failing to stop at a stop sign or a red light, 1 for unregistered vehicle, 1 for unlicensed operation, and there was a enforcement day for vehicle inspections, which netted a number of tickets. The department also responded to a number of other sorts of incidents, assisted police agencies in seven different occasions, 2 EMS calls, 1 fire call, as well as several suspicious persons, larceny, and mental health calls. And the details of those incidents are in the written report. There was also a couple of things I wanted to mention. One, the department participated in a lockdown drill at DPS with members of the school district and the East Green Bush police as well. They also are working with several of the other departments around the local area on some instruction. Officer Bunny assisted as an instructor for defensive tactics. At the end of January, and then there was a series of incidents around a suspicious person who was sort of spending time in various places around the village and causing some trouble, I suppose, at Cumberland Farms. The police identified this young man and got him the help he needed, and found him a place at a male shelter in Albany, and transported him there. Unit 602 has the 2016 Ford Interceptor has 36,700 miles on it. 603, the Crown Victoria has just under 58,000 miles on it. Quick update on the new vehicle. There have been some delays with the subcontractor who's outfitting the vehicle. As I understand it, we're probably looking at the end of March, early April, before we receive the vehicle. I've been in contact with the finance company, and they're fully aware of that, so they, you know, keeping the rates that we all agreed on, so that shouldn't be a problem. But there may be a period where we're down to one vehicle as we make the transition towards the end of March. Okay. That's all.
Dave, anything?
Nope.
Guy, anything to report on?
No report.
No report. Charlie?
Nothing right now.
Terry?
Status quo, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, I have been working with the water department, as I said. Went through the pump upgrade system with Avanti Controls and the engineering firm. Went through the training, so we're all up to speed on that. I had a meeting yesterday with LaBerge regarding finishing up this contract on Malden Street, Lake Avenue, and Elm Street, as well as Alter Alleyway, getting everything completed up there. Expect to be beginning, come back on scene here probably mid to latter part of April when the weather changes. Probably be paving the end of April, first part of May. And then, you know, hopefully we'll be finished by May 15th is what my target date is for that at this point. So we're shooting for that. Also met with them on the sidewalk project for Chatham Street, Conemaugh Fairgrounds, and around the circle there, and the crosswalks and whatnot. So that's on board. We're still working on that. I met with Assemblyman Ashby and Senator Jordan regarding getting some assistance from the state for the work that we're doing on that would be done on 203, since it's a New York State highway. I'm putting a letter together. Hope to have it out this week before budget goes in for the state to have them pay for, or at least assist paying for the work that's going to be done on Chatham Street to get the water main out from under the road and putting in the additional curbing and sidewalks to straighten that street right up. So we'll see how that goes. So that's other than usual stuff. That's pretty much all the extracurricular activities I've had this month. So Missy?
Nope, most
not. Building and codes.
Okay, in the past month, we issued one building permit and conducted six inspections or site visits. Under code enforcement issues, reviewed and discussed with residents, we had two referrals for vacant building registration, five unregistered vehicles, continued work on a situation where we had to issue an appearance ticket for multiple violations. We also found a deck railing not to code, numerous complaints regarding lack of water at one location, which was Pine Tree Apartments, as Bob had referred to. Participated in a meeting with the town and others about that. Streets affected were Chatham, Lake, Elm, Church, Park, Maple, John, and Albany.
Okay. Everybody got the, I don't see, you have Kevin's report in here, packet?
So, no, I do.
Okay, as long as you guys got it, because I read it already.
You didn't get it?
I don't see it in my stuff here, but it might be here somewhere.
You want mine?
No, I'm good, as long as you got it, because I read it when I got it electronically.
Okay.
Okay, animal control?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing I'm aware of either. All right, beautification, historic preservation. So there's a packet in here. So, you want to deliver on that, or you want me to?
You can, but we should just, well, we have it later on to discuss.
Well, so I guess everything's closed out, right? You delivered a check for the balance of the monies that were in the village beautification account.
Closed that account out, and I deposited it. It's going to be deposited to beautification back in the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
And he submitted a detailed report of all the ending stuff. He's in the process of packing up all the documents that he has and getting it ready to bring over here to be archived.
Okay. Bicentennial, nothing there. Youth Committee.
So, last month we had a meeting with Michael Needham, of course, as chair of the town committee. And this is actually the first time we've actually met with just the youth committee. A couple prior times when I went, there were other groups, so we didn't really get a chance to talk. But this was a productive meeting. And actually, Trustee Forte and Sue Forte and myself were there. And the purpose of this was to create a calendar for the upcoming year so that, you know, we knew where we were heading and we weren't clashing with each other, which we did. But also to review some past events and decide which ones were successful and which ones weren't so successful. Mike hasn't been even a year as on the town youth committee, and he never really had anything to do prior. So actually, the institutional history kind of rested more with the three of us than with him. So one thing he decided that was not successful and he's dropping is the Family Fun Day, which traditionally was held in August. And to be perfectly honest, we've been part of that helping for years, and slowly but surely we've seen attendance go down and down and down. And they spend a great deal of money on this event. I mean, they booked a band once for $800, and nobody showed up. It was awful. So we agree that that probably was a good event to drop. And we also talked a little bit, the town youth committee had held two road races, running races, to raise money mostly for the summer camp programs. That was Fred's thing. He won. Unfortunately, the first one was a good road race. It was wonderful. They raised a lot of money, and then there never was a summer camp because people didn't sign up. And then the second race was not well attended, and there still was no summer camp. In fact, I'm not even sure when the last year that they had a summer camp. I mean, every year they try.
Wasn't it canceled several years?
Yes, it's been.
Because people did sign up and they
had to find
some other place for their kids.
Exactly. So that's kind of in limbo, but we're not going to do any races. And then because last year we did the entire, the village committee did the entire Easter egg hunt by ourselves instead of not being able to rely on anybody from the town to help us. It was agreed that the town is going to do it this year, and we're just going to help probably the day of the event get out there and help move kids around and supervise a little bit. And then maybe next year we'll go back to the idea where we sort of split duties in half, and that was a lot of fun. But with that in mind, I sat down and I wrote probably a 2 or 3 page letter to Mike about everything. You know, here's what you need to do, step one, step two, step three, and here's where you get the costume and all of that. And so I think that's going to work out well this year. And that's going to be Saturday, April 4th. I'm not exactly sure where they're going to do it. He mentioned even something about Lions Lake. They like that area up there. If not, it'll be at the VFW, which is a wonderful location for anything. The other thing we talked a little bit about was the Mud Pond Preserve. And if you've never been there, that is a beautiful piece of land. Now that was Fred McKagg's baby. He got out there and he cleared trails and he got the parking lot put up. I don't know if he's involved in any of that this year because of course he's not, you know, he did that almost on a volunteer basis, I believe. But Mike's going to look into it with the possibility of maybe even having some scouting programs up there. I mean, it's a shame to let it sit because it just is a shame. And it's open to the public, by the way. Anybody can walk in and walk the trails, and you cannot believe how beautiful it is back there. Let me see, what else? So with that in mind, I started thinking, well, maybe once we get the rail trail running through here and we see what's going on, we can develop some sort of program there or even have some sort of a hike, picnic, I don't know. We'll think about it. I mean, obviously the trail has to be finished for that to happen. But we are marching, and that's going to be April 25th. We've been invited to march in the annual opening day festivities at the ballpark, which this year now is including the town of Lebanon, too. So it's going to be a really big deal. It starts at Speedy Sales at like 10 o'clock in the morning, April 25th. We marched to the ball field. I believe, Mayor, you've been invited.
I have.
And the town supervisor, and there'll be all kinds of festivities. And it sounds like a really fun event. And not to embarrass one of the trustees sitting up there, but I asked for a little help with a banner. And you cannot believe that Trustee Forte is terrific at figuring out how to make banners. And so he's come up with some ideas about it. And so we're going to have some fun. We'll have a banner in addition to our uniforms. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. So, and that's it.
Look forward to seeing it. Thank you. ZBA. Nothing there. Planning Board. Nothing there?
Not yet.
Can't come in with nothing? Okay.
Well, they have to meet with DOT first and get their approval, and then they'll be coming to planning.
Okay. Okay, so old business, beautification chair, Village Green newsletter. So.
Well, I put in your packets the final Village Green, so I thought everyone would want to see that. And just wanted to see if we were, what we were going to do about
when
it.
When's the beautification committee normally start meeting? April?
April.
Okay, so it's scheduled for the 20th. This is the first meeting. All right, so I think we should get an announcement out that, blasted out that the beautification is going to meet on the 20th of April at 7 o'clock. We don't have to do it like right now, but that, I think, unless you've got another idea, Guy. So I know you're very involved in it, but we'll see who shows up and then we'll talk about who's going to take it over and what do you want to do this year and...
Sure.
And I'll even come. Yeah. But I'm not Maybe looking for another job. I'm
not looking for right now. The chair job? You don't
know. But I will come and do whatever I can to get things off the ground and get moving so we can continue this. Because I think it's, you know, I mean, I've been here since 79. And, you know, the Village Beautification Committee was a bit, they were the first group that, well, they weren't the first group I got involved with. The first group I got involved with was baseball. But they were the second group I got involved with. That and scouts when we went around and we planted flowers all along Route 20. But I think it's an excellent program, serves the community well, and I would really hate to see it go by the wayside. So,
have we heard from anyone that they're interested?
Well, I think that I have not. Well, I have not.
Okay.
Let's say I haven't heard of anybody that's seriously interested. I would say that probably the best thing is to, we should reach out to all of the folks that were participating previously. Specifically, we should blast out an email that the committee's going to meet on this date, and then we should sit down and talk about what do we want to do and who wants to take charge and just see where it goes from there. That's
if anybody knows who's already involved in the committee, email me a list, that would be good. I don't really know who's on it. I did put out a notice for two vacancies on ZBA, just to let you guys know.
If anybody's interested in that or any recommendations, let Missy know and we'll talk to them about that.
Okay, new business, set up workshop dates. I know we usually did them the Wednesdays after the March board meeting, but it says, and they have to be public meetings, so they have to be in a space where we can meet and where the public can attend. So the first Wednesday after that's election day, so that kind of throws that out. And that week is, looks, you know, I mean, they got court the day before, so we can't do it on Tuesday. The community band is in here on the 19th. Are they actually using the place still?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have a few Mondays available.
Yeah, I'm on call on Monday. That's the problem. I run ambulance. Maybe I can get some coverage, though. All right, why don't we do... is Monday the 16th okay with everybody for a Monday?
March 16th?
Yeah, March 16th. That'd be the first Monday, that'd be the first week after the board meeting.
Okay, what time?
Well, we used to start at 6.
It's fine with me.
Yeah.
Guy, you okay with that?
Yep.
All right, so we're looking at 3:16 at 6 p.m. Following week, the youth committee is scheduled to meet on the 25th. Is that a firm meeting night?
Not usually, no.
No?
No.
So can we have...
That's usually a good day for, you know...
Can we have that night?
You can absolutely have that.
That was the question.
That's all you need to know.
25th. That's it. 3:25. And that'll also be at 6 p.m. And then April Fool's Day. Hopefully we won't need that one, but we're just going to do it anyway, put it down.
I won't be here.
You won't be
I'll
here?
I'll be out of town.
So the first, okay.
Well, the annual meeting's on Monday that week, and then court, and then... Tuesday before.
Will you be around the Tuesday before that?
31st?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, let's do 3:31 then.
So, if needed.
If needed.
It'll be an if needed
third
one.
Meeting.
I don't expect we will, but maybe.
If needed.
Okay. Those are them. Okay, next item on the new business agenda is DPW uniforms allowance.
Do you have to do a resolution on...
Yeah,
I
got to do a resolution
meeting
for those meetings.
Okay.
I'll make a motion for that we have budget workshops on Monday, March 16th, 6 p.m., Wednesday, March 25th, 6 p.m., and Tuesday, March 31st, if needed, at 6 p.m.
I'll second.
Okay. Guy and Terry, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay. DPW uniform allowance. Missy, explain what we're doing now.
Well, we kind of reviewed the money that we're putting out to Cintas every month, and Bob and I discussed with the DPW getting rid of Cintas and just going with a pants allowance money, which is going to save a ton of money. We put out about $21.84 for pants and $13.20 for mats a year, so... If we gave the boys $250 per year for pants allowance, that would only be $500. So it's kind of a no-brainer, and they were kind of on board, so.
Can you say the numbers again? We currently spend how much?
I'm sorry?
How much are you saying we currently spend with Cintas?
We spend $21.84 on pants and $1,320 on the mats that we put outside.
Oh, okay.
So we're gonna buy our own mats, mm-hmm. which will last several years, because Bob's gonna get some good quality ones, and they can clean them themselves. And the boys will just buy their own pants. We looked it up, they're about $24 for a decent pair. And
how many pairs of pants do they...
Well, the $250 would allow them to buy 10 pairs is what they have now. 10
okay.
pairs is provided, and they are okay with not bothering having that anymore.
And they're responsible for.
And they wash them.
Well, they wash them now anyway. They never brought them in for Cintas to pick them up to be washed. They always just did them at home. So we never even used that part of the service. So we are up to renew the contract. So that's why we were reviewing it. Like, do we even want it anymore or what? So, and they have two employees. They even utilize it. It makes more sense to go the other way.
And they're on board with that. They thought
they
that
are.
Was good.
Yep.
They are. We've agreed that we would. It's a reimbursement, so they would buy pants or
whatever they
wanted for, you know, uniform wise, and then we would reimburse them up to $250 per year.
Right.
So.
You can go down to the next door down there and buy it for $2 a pair of overalls.
Well, they can, but that's what they get reimbursed too. So.
Up to $250.
Right.
So
they could get down to Tractor Supply and get a nice pair of Carhartts or something that they last.
Maybe a couple pairs of work pants. Whatever they want to wear.
Heavy duty. So.
Well, it sounds like a good idea.
And then I looked at pricing on some of these mats. They're a couple $100 for a mat like that. I have two of them at my house. One on the front porch and one on the back deck. The one on the front porch has been there probably 6 years now, and it looks as good as the day I put it down. And these will be indoors, so they're not going to be exposed to the weather or anything. And they're nice. They're made out of, they're heavy duty. They're made out of recycled materials. And, they last a long time. So I think we can do a lot better with that. And you just take them outside and throw them on a fence and hose them off, and you're done with it.
Is it possible for us to get on that too?
Can yours are included.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, yours are included. They're all part of that Cintas deal also. So.
Thank you.
All right, so entertain a motion to, I don't think I need a motion to do away with the contract. We're not going to renew.
Right, we're not
and I don't need do a resolution. And I don't need a resolution to buy the rugs because that's part of the procurement policy, but I will need a resolution for the clothing allowance for the DPW guys, correct?
Yeah, sounds right.
Sounds reasonable?
Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Charlie.
I'll second.
Second by Terry.
That's $250 each.
$250 each per year, annually.
Up to.
Up to.
Up to, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay. Anybody think of anything I forgot to bring up before we go to public comment? Okay, floor's open. John.
One more thing. Down the sign coming in the village down on 203. I don't think they ever replaced that, did they?
The sign?
Yeah.
No. It's beat to hell.
It's pretty bad shape.
It is.
Yes.
That was one thing that I will tell you that it's something that the what committee was it?
Beautification.
Bicentennial committee was looking to buy because they had some money left in their budget and they were looking to either get that kind of a sign or to get a sign that you could change the words on with a computer.
Oh, that was for the one coming
something.
In.
Yeah. So I don't know what they're doing yet, but they said they were still working on it. So.
Well, the problem with those, as I looked at them too, is that we need power.
Well, yeah, there's power there though.
So. Up by that sign?
Yeah.
How do we get power to it?
Yeah. Put an outlet on though.
On the pole?
Yeah. But there was a quote. I thought someone got a quote for the sign on 203.
It's been going on for a couple of years, I know that.
Because it was in the highway department report, December maybe.
Yeah, I don't remember.
All right, well, we'll take a look. We'll have to find out where they bought it from and all that.
And I remember Dan also mentioned it to me a couple months ago.
Yeah. It's been pretty beat up.
It is.
Oh, one more thing, brother.
Yes, John.
What are you going to do about the weight signs when you get the roads on?
What am I going to do about the weight signs?
Mm-hmm. Are you going to put the legal weight on the roads or are you going to let the trucks run over and ruin the roads?
Good question. I haven't thought about that. Have to look at the, have to go.
It's in the law right now, five tons.
Five tons.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a shortcut for these guys. And I don't blame them, but it's for local delivery only.
Well, we should look at some signage then for that.
Yeah.
And get some signs up, see what happens.
I mean, those guys spend $400,000, you're gonna turn around and do it another 3 years from now.
Yeah, no, I agree. I understand. There's a lot of signage, there's a lot, parking signs gotta go up, there's, you know, no parking signs, not parking signs, no parking signs. But there's a lot of signage we need to look at too. But that, we'll keep that in mind and look at that also. Anything else?
When you mentioned sidewalks.
Yes.
Did you mention John? I didn't.
Well, John Street, we're gonna replace certain portions of it that need to be replaced on John Street. So we have.
I didn't think you'd mention.
And it's only gonna go, it's only, you know, we're not extending the sidewalks past Hanson's.
Right, I knew that.
So they're just gonna be the same thing there. We're putting in a new crosswalk across from the, to the post office. There's gonna, we're gonna extend the sidewalk across the post office and across the rail trail and then have a crosswalk over to the John Street area.
And then fix the sidewalk from 20.
Correct, we're gonna replace certain sections of it and certain sections of it didn't need to be replaced.
Okay, because that's.
Yes, that's part of it. So we should have good sidewalk. The idea at the end of the day was if we did, we did this project, we would have good sidewalks on John Street, Fairgrounds, Quantamique, both sides of Chatham Street and Walden Street. So everything kind of in the middle of the village. Oh, and extending the sidewalk from Quantamique Street up across through the park to meet the parking lot in front of the pond. So folks could walk on a sidewalk up to the village hall instead of going out in the street and having to walk over the bridge and stuff. So, that's kind of the plan where we are with that. Hopefully we'll get some numbers on that and get it out to bid, you know, this spring. So that's the plan anyway. Anything else? Okay. So set a special meeting Wednesday the 18th at 9:15 p.m. for election results.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Appoint Joanne Hart, Lorraine Drosmala, Maida Bogolowski. Bogolowski. And as election inspectors for the election.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Appoint Michael Duncan to the Nassau Hose Company Board of Fire Commissioners.
You guys have the letter in your folder.
I'll make that appointment.
I'll second.
Second by Guy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Pay bills number 311 through 347 in the amount of $13,898.60 in the general fund and $17,123.10 in the water fund and $3,853.95 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Terry. We are done.